You can give me a call, 314-454-0400, toll free, 1-877-920-WGNU. We'll go right back to the phones. Bill Z, what you want to talk about?
Hey, Lloyd, great show as always.
Thank you much.
You're right about 1 Corinthians 13:11.
There you go.
That's where Paul has his quote about, grow up people, essentially, is what he's saying.
Yep.
And not only that, I think one of the biggest problems in this world is not too many people are growing up and accepting responsibility and thinking of others before themselves and all those other qualities we would expect of adults, you know?
Totally agree.
Yeah.
I love the movie Peter Pan, but the problem in this society is that we treat children like adults and adults like children, and we got to quit doing that.
Yeah. And Lloyd, too, you're talking about, since you're on the subject of the desecration of those ancient artifacts in Baghdad.
Yeah, they looted the museum, so, that's... Well, who knows what happened to those objects at this point?
We got stuff like that going on right now in Jerusalem, okay? Under the Temple Mount, we got the Grand Mufti of Jerusalem, the Muslims, who are excavating in there, taking out all sorts of things from the old Solomon's Temple and the old Herod Temple and destroying them. I mean, how come the world isn't in an uproar over that?
Yeah, I mean, they should be. That's inexcusable act. I mean, you don't take something, that's... clearly a spiteful act. I mean, you basically, you preserve the history. There's a lot of knowledge that can be lost forever.
Mm-hmm.
I remember the Library of Alexandria, strangely enough, because I was, in college, I can remember reading the Greek plays and loving those, and Sophocles.
Oh, yeah.
I think there's only 7 plays left of Sophocles.
Yeah, those things are priceless treasures, and they're gone.
He wrote close to 90 of those things.
Man.
And they all burned in that library. If you can imagine what would happen with Shakespeare or any other author, if you burned 90% of what they wrote, 90% of the movies of Bogart you have to throw away. Or,
Euripides and all sorts of other famous authors. I mean, that was a tragedy of major proportions for anybody who cares about history,
I agree.
And I agree. I think this looting, I can't even put the Baghdad one on the same scale as in Jerusalem, because I think the Baghdad one is just a case of a lot of people who've been oppressed for so long, and then they're heading in there and they're just looting to get what they can to be able to sell it later.
I just can't imagine that we didn't protect that. We have how many tanks in that region, how many soldiers, we know what we're doing. You can't put a tank in front of that museum? Come
probably
on.
Probably just wasn't a priority, or somebody just didn't think about this would happen,
I tell you, that's... that's.
But I think the thing in Jerusalem is far worse myself, because that's going on, and no one's putting any tanks there to stop these guys,
Well, I mean, if it's willful destruction...
Yeah.
Absolutely, that's... That's pretty bad.
These other things could show up again someday. I mean, they're
exactly.
These people are going to try to sell them for food or something.
Yeah, they're
going to
sell it. Yeah.
But the Jerusalem stuff, we're talking about being destroyed. Anyway, Lloyd, great show tonight, and I didn't know anything about the Euler thing or Euler. So,
oh, Euler. Let me
bridge thing. I'm curious.
All right, let me tell you about. This is his birthday, Leonhard Euler. Brilliant mathematician. There's a lot of most of this math is probably over most people's heads and stuff, I'm afraid, but he was considered the most. He's born in 1707, died in 1783, so he'd be contemporary of Mozart and our founding fathers type stuff, but considered the most prolific mathematician of that era. At that time, it was hard to get a math position, so he actually moved around Switzerland, Russia, Berlin, back to Russia. He actually went blind, and half the math that he wrote, he did having lost his sight completely.
Wow.
He lost one eye when he was 28. He came blind in one eye.
Reminds me of a professor I knew in Rolla who was totally blind. He was a math professor, and I'm just astounded by people who can do that in their heads.
I mean, this stuff, let me see, the functional notation f of x, what you see in a lot of algebra and math classes.
Yes.
That's Euler. He developed that in 1734, E as the base of natural logarithms, he did in 1727. I for the square root of minus 1, 1777.
Oh, man.
We owe the use of the Greek pi for, you know, what we consider pi, the ratio of the circumference to the diameter of a circle. That's Euler. Greek sigma is used for summation. That's also Euler, 1755. This guy.
That was a genius.
Oh, yeah.
He hey, great show, Lloyd. I'm going to hang up now and listen to the rest of the show.
I will tell yeah, absolutely. I will tell you the Königsberg Bridge problem, and we'll see who. This may destroy any ratings that we've got, but I'm going to. We're going to try this, people. We got to get educated from time to time,
you
right?
Bet.
So let me. Thanks for the call, and I'll give this out and get a pencil and paper handy because you're going to love this problem. Okay?
Thanks, Lloyd.
Yeah, thank you. And, yeah, I'm glad somebody out there appreciates a little mathematics from time to time.